おはようございます。
おはようございます。
Morning. Morning. 今朝、礼拝をしながら僕が思ったのはやっぱり宣教が必要かな。その宣教以外の礼拝はとても恵まれて、それぞれの祈りの言葉とか、セフがやってくれた、その生産式の前の、ことをシェアしてくれて、とても僕にとって恵まれている時間です。みんな一人一人の奉仕を本当に感謝しているから、なんとか今朝この創世記の28章からヤコブの人生から私たちが学んで、私たちの信仰生活に役に立つことがあればと願っています。Honest with you, as I was sitting here this morning, I was thinking, should we really even need a sermon today? We have been blessed over and over this morning with the words from the different prayers, the songs of praise that have been selected, the things that Seth shared this morning. I'm always blessed when Seth shares something before communion. And all of those things just kind of coming together. It's a blessing for me to be able to preach because I feel that God has prepared my heart for this moment through the blessing of other people's service. But my hope, my prayer for this morning is that if we can learn something, if we can gain something from Jacob's life and from Jacob's faith that we can use in our lives, then God will have accomplished his purpose. まずこの質問から始まりたいと思います。第一、あるところへ行こうとしたが、進んでいくうちに別のところへ行き着いてしまったことはありませんか。これはね、幕で食べようけど行く途中KFC に見て、あ、そっちもいいなということじゃなく、自分の人生の中に行くつもり方法の中で思わなかったところについていったところが、そういうような経験があるんでしょうか。まずそれを考えてください。 So my first question that I'd like for you to think about is, have you ever experienced planning to go somewhere and ended up somewhere else along the way on that journey? And I jokingly said in Japanese, I'm not talking about you're planning to go to McDonald's for lunch and on the way you see KFC and decide that looks good too and stop there. I'm talking about deeper in your life. You have a plan of where you want to go, what you want to do. And along the way on that journey, God shows you something different, or he takes you to a different place or to a different thing, and that's what you end up doing. Have you ever had that?
2つ目の質問。ある一つの決断で思いもよらず、自分の人生や状況に大きな変化や影響をもたらしたことはありませんか。
Here's your second question. Have you ever made one decision? It's kind of a similar question.Have you ever made one decision that unknowingly made a big impact or change on your life and on your life's direction? You can think about that for a minute.
まず僕の人生から一つの例を言いたいと思います。1992年3月、21年前に僕のお兄さんがと彼の奥さんケリーさんが AT として水戸に来て、その時に僕の両親とおばさんと僕は14歳だった。4人で3週間日本に来て、でその1週目3週目は水戸で過ごせて、で2週目は新幹線に乗って東京、京都、奈良、広島に行った。この時に鈴木先生 の説教で、ダビデとゴリアテの話をした。その時は僕がただ3週間お兄さんを会いに来るために来たと思ってたけど、それは将来に、神様が私を、ダビデとして霊的なゴリアテに連れて行ってそこで人生を過ごそうとは全然思わなかった。Let me give you an example in my life. In March 1992, I was 14 years old. My parents, my aunt, and I got on the airplane, my first international trip. We flew to Japan to come see my brother and sister-in-law who had moved to Mito to be AETs for a year, which then ended up being 2 years. And on the second year, we came over to visit.And I was just coming over to visit my brother, you know, and see this cool place that my brother had told me about. What I didn't realize is that God was going to bring me to live in Japan, to be here. That time that I came when I was 14, I still remember as Suzuki Sensei was the minister here at that time, and he did a sermon on David and Goliath.And I didn't realize, but God was preparing me to be David, facing the spiritual Goliath. But I still remember his sermon. I still remember everything, but I didn't realize that God was preparing me for something else. It was a simple, small decision, and God just exploded that into something else. 2002年、日本に来た時は、まず5年間の約束で日本で奉仕をする、宣教師としての奉仕をすることを約束しましたが、それは、また日本人をカンボジアに連れて行くことは全く想像しなかった。というのはカンボジアはどこにあるか、その国は国ですかぐらいはカンボジアのことを全く分からなかった。I came to Japan in 2002. I didn't really even know that there was a nation called Cambodia that existed. When I came in 2002, my plan was that I was going to be in Japan for 5 years. And I was going to do my mission work in Japan. I didn't realize that God was going to open a door for me to take Japanese people with me to Cambodia, this place that I had never even heard of. 仙台にいる間、ある群馬県からの1年生が LST、 That's Not Smoking のために教会に来てた。これはその1年生の初めて教会に来た時です。最初の LST パーティーです。かわいいね。これは10年前の写真ですよ。その人と10年間旅して、その人がバプテスマを受けて、その人とルーメイトになって、その人が卒業したら仙台に残って働いて、それからあの仕事を辞めて一緒に水戸に来て、ここで礼拝しながら生活しながら働きながら神様の奉仕をすることは全く想像しなかった。 There was a young boy, 18, who came to Sendai Church just to study English through Let's Start Talking. This was his first party that he came to 10 years ago. And the day that he came for that party with his friendin the picture, who wasn't even in Let's Start Talking. I don't really know why he came, but... but I didn't realize that that guy would end up being my roommate, that he would become a disciple of Jesus, that he would, after he graduated, he would make a decision to stay in Sendai, that he would quit that job and move to Mito for who knows what reason.
and ended up working here, serving here, worshiping here. I didn't realize on that day when we met that our lives would be so intertwined as they have become. Just coming to study English. Senninen, Shigatsu, Yoka, Bokuga Nihon Nitsuite, Yoka Kango, Watashi Tachi no Hajimete no Okyakusan ga Ie ni tomari ni kita. Rizoko wa mada nashi. Sofa mo nashi. Fork, spoon, knife mo nashi. Curtain mo nashi. No toki ni, kono kazoku ga Sendai ni kite, ie ni tomari ni kita. というのは、マオテリ先生が私たちを作る前に、私たちのために、あ、いいよ、と答えてくださいました。その家族は、まあ、東京の若い家族しかわからなかった。あの時、ユタカ君はまだ生まれなくて、カズマも赤ちゃんだった。1歳ぐらいかな、1歳。やっぱ1年生、幼稚園か1年生ぐらいかな。パックに発表して、その時はいっぱい一緒に賛美をしたり、いっぱい信仰の分かち合いもしたり、彼らが立川に帰った後に、僕はベンに、なんか素敵な家族だね。神様がいつか、あのような家族と一緒に働けたらいいなと言って7年後神様がやっとあの家族と僕と同じところに連れてきた。小さいことでも神様はなんか大きい予定が見心があるんだと私は思っています。私たち一人一人の人生の中に July 8th 2002 I arrived in Japan 4 days after we arrived 4 days. I want all of you ATs to think about what was your experience and how much of Japan did you know after 4 days in Japan. Okay, 4 days after we arrived we had our first house guests, which was this family from Tachikawa plus 2 other people. Yutaka wasn't born yet. Kazuma was just a baby. Yu-chan was, I think, kindergarten. So Takuma was younger than that. This family came and stayed with us. All we knew was that they were a family from a church in Tokyo. And they had contacted. And the minister very graciously accepted on our behalf that we would host them. We had no refrigerator. We had no sofa. We didn't have forks, spoons, or knives. We didn't have curtains. We didn't have anything in our house. But they came and spent 2 nights with us. And we sang, and we prayed, and we shared. And it was a good way for us to begin our time in Japan. And when they left, I said to Ben, you know, it would be really, really great if God would allow us to work with a family like that someday. They were just coming to stay for 2 nights, 4 days after we stayed in Japan. And I didn't know that God was going to take them from where they were and take me from where I was and put us in a different location to work together. God does big things with very small things. And I think he does that in all of our lives. サミカは私たちが手紙歌っています。これはだいぶ昔のサミカなんだけど、くすしき神の清き身胸。このサミカは私たちが想像できない方法で神様が働いている。今朝の私たちの話はこういうような話です。So you all know the old hymn, God moves in a mysterious way. Or at least most of you should. Maybe I've been away from Western world long enough that people don't know that song anymore. But we used to sing this song, and I'm reminded that God frequently moves. God frequently is working in mysterious ways, in ways that we don't understand, in ways that we wouldn't work. And that's what this morning we're going to talk about. で、あの、もし聖書があれば、また創世記28章、10節から22節を開いて、今日はヤコブと神様の出会いに関する、そこから私たちが学べることを、一緒に考えて分かち合いたいと思っています。So if you have a Bible, I would like to ask you to please open up again to Genesis 28 verses 10 through 22. The story of where Jacob and God really meet for the first time. Jacob was raised in a family of faith. But this is where he personally meets God and begins his own relationship with God.
まずあの繰り返し今までヤコブに関する私が何がしているのか。ヤコブはお産子、お母さん子、よしかな、この子は母さんがものすごく可愛がれて、英語ではあのこのことわざがあって、Can't cut the apron strings. And エプロンから離れられない子。これはヤコブ。ヤコブも双子でその弟の方。ずる賢い子です。で、彼の両親は、お母さんは弟の方が愛している。お父さんはお兄さんの方を愛している。この子は神様が使えるのか。神様はこの子を通してなんとか信仰で広げる予定はあるんですけど、本当にそれができるでしょうか。だ、あの、このヤコブの話をする前にもう一回繰り返して思い出して、今年度で水戸教会では私たちが神の家族、世代から世代へ、それは信仰を次の世代に、またリーダーシップを次の世代に目指している、そのような教会を世代から世代へ、世代から世代へを続けてそれを祈って目指しています。で、アブラハム、イサク、ヤコブの話を通して、そのおじいちゃんからお父さんへ、お父さんから息子へ、もしかしたらこれから息子から孫へ、ヨセフまでの祝福、信仰に関する私たちが学べることを、集中したいと思っています。So let's think about Jacob. Jacob was a mama's boy. Okay? He was a bratty little kid. He was deceptive. He was the younger brother in the twins, whose parents can't get along. They can't get their act together. Mama loves baby. Daddy loves older brother. And there's lots of fighting in the family. Do you really think God can use this deceptive little brat? How is God going to accomplish his faith purposes through Jacob? When you read the story of Jacob, if it was me and I was Jacob's teacher, Jacob would definitely be getting some kind of extra discipline. Okay? This is not the child that I would choose to be the leader in the classroom. But God chose Jacob, and that's what I want us to look at. But before that, I want to remind us that as a family, as a church, this year, our theme is God's family.
from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation. Passing faith, passing leadership, passing God's vision for his kingdom. We're at that time, we're at that stage where we need to do that. And we're trying to see what we can learn from Abraham, what he passed to Isaac, and Isaac, what he passed to Jacob, both good and bad. And perhaps from now, from Jacob to Joseph. I'd like you to remember that Jacob has a different worldview. He's coming in a different situation. He's coming in as the third generation in this faith. And the world is a different place. Abraham left his home and moved to a foreign place. And Isaac stayed in that place. And Jacob was born in that place. So Jacob has a different worldview from his grandfather and from his father. He also has a different set of faith challenges. With each generation, there's something different. A lot of the people in this room are what I like to call stopgap generation. They're the ones who first meet God. And they have to make a lot of sacrifices. They have to make a lot of decisions that can affect and can bless the future generations. But the second generation, the third generation, it's a different story. My friends in Singapore, a lot of the ministers there, they asked me to come and spend time in Singapore with the young people. Because of that, they said, your experience is more similar to our young people's experience than our experience. Because we made the decision to become Christians, not our children. Our children were raised in an already Christian family environment. And there's a different set of challenges, different set of questions. So I want you to remember that that's Jacob's story. Jacob has a different worldview. He's a different person. It's here where we come to Jacob's story, and Jacob is sent to go look for a wife so that he can provide the next generation. And on the way, he thinks he's going to look for a woman, and he finds someone else that he's not looking for. And that's where our story comes today.
Abraham to Isaac to 考えたら、その世界観が全く違う世界観です。アブラハムがその家族、その先祖の中でアブラハムが初めて多神教からこの唯一の神に約束を取って礼拝して奉仕する約束、その契約をこの神様としていて、その信仰を自分の息子イサクに移して、またこれから自分の、孫ヤコブに移したいと目指しています、祈っています。だからアブラハムが決心したこと、アブラハムのチャレンジ、アブラハムの悩み、ヤコブの悩みが全く違う。2008年に僕は1年間日本から離れて、その時はシンガポールに行って、その時のシンガポールの牧師先生が、できるだけその若者と一緒に時間を過ごしてほしい。なぜかというと、私たちの悩みと私たちの頃の悩みは全く違う悩みです。僕がそういう経験がない。僕のお父さんはクリスチャンじゃなかった。だから僕がこの信仰を選んだわけ。でも僕の息子はそのクリスチャン家庭で育っているから、それはどっちかというとジュエルと似てる関係なので、その悩みをジュエルが聞いてほしい、一緒に歩んでほしいという願いがあった。なのでこの部屋に入っている人たちは、ほとんどアブラハムかイサクの立場に入ってる。でもこれから結婚して ヤコブが生まれることを私たちが楽しみに待ってて期待しています。そのヤコブの世界観がまた違う世界観です。信仰でまた違う悩みがあります。それを私たちが覚えてほしいのです。ヤコブは妻を探しに行こうと思ったが、また別の方に会いに行った。その人は誰でしょう。神様との出会いで彼自身、また彼の人生がだいぶ変わってきた。自身も、クリスチャン家庭で育てて、なんかお父さんとお母さんがその信仰を持って、だから、まあ、いろんな、まあ、聖書の話とか教会の話を聞いてた。でもただ教会に連れて礼拝に参加して、それでその信仰を、その信仰を分かち合うことは足りないと思っています。それ以上に実際にその子が神様との出会い時が必要と思っています。ヤコブの話を見たら、イサク、アブラハム、自分のお父さん、自分のおじいさんがその神様と出会っても、ヤコブ自身がこの時やっと神様と出会った。今朝、5つの私たちの信仰生活に5つのレッスンを学んで覚えていきたいと思っています。最初の2つのレッスンは神様に関する、神様と神様の性格に関する、神様の御心に関するのです。その次の2つはヤコブから学んでいること、で5つ目は私たちの信仰生活に学べるところ、この話に関する。I'd like us to look at five lessons. This is how I'm going to close today, with these five lessons from the story that we've read from Scripture. The first two are things that we learn about God, or we learn from God in this story. The second two are things that we learn from Jacob, from Jacob's response to God. And the last one is kind of tying all of that together. How does that apply to us? To our faith, and what can we learn from that? So first of all, lesson one, God reveals himself to us in ways and at times we don't expect. Henry Blackaby, in Experiencing God, says, he asked the question, how many times does God speak through a burning bush? Once. How many times does God show his power through parting the Red Sea? Once. As humans, we like to take, okay, he talked through the burning bush. What was the burning bush like? What was Moses like? And we like to make our nice little note, and then we like to teach in church, in our sermons, and to our children in Sunday school, okay, God talks through the burning bush, so we're all staring at the bushes, waiting for the bush to start burning and for God to talk to us. But God only did it that one time. God speaks to us. God reveals himself to us in ways that we don't expect. Because we're not God, he's God. And he wants to get our attention. 2001は神様は私たちが想像もできないようなタイミングと方法で自らを表される。それは12節と13節に書いてあります。ヘンリー・ブラッカビー先生、牧師先生だけど、その先生がこう言ってくれました。その何ていう燃えてる 芝燃えてる芝で神様がモーセに話した。その時以外に神様は燃えてる芝で何回話しましたか？それ以外ゼロ海を二つに分かれて自分の力を表す時は何回やりましたか？だけ。でも私たち人間の考え方としては、あ、神様はこういうふうにこういう方法で話して自分を表しました、なのですごいかっこいいチャートを作ってポスターを作って、で私たちの説教の中とか子供の日曜学校では、あ、神様はこういうふうに話して自分の力を表しているよ、それで私たちが芝 のところで待てて燃えて神様の声を聞こえるために待ってる。だけど神様はその時以外にやったことない。なので私たちが想像する以外に神様は私たち一人一人に表している。その時その方法は神様が想像している、私たちが想像しているんじゃない。なぜかというと私たちは神じゃない、神様は神だから。2番のレッスン、神様は私たちではなく常に自らと自らの約束から始められて、それは13節から15節で、このそれぞれのレッスンをもしできればそれを書いて、でこのあと今週この何節と何節をまたもう一回読んで自分でそのポイントとつながってほしい。言ったように私たちは神ではなく神様は神様だから、私たちの気持ち、私たちの思いはいつも上がったり下がったり、ちょっと凸凹信仰だね。私たちは凸凹心だね。なので神様は私たちから始まるんじゃなくて、自分がどういう神か、で自分が何を約束しているか、そこからいつも始まる。私たち人間としては私たちがその世界の中心になって、で私たちの周りに私たちの家族、私たちがやりたいこと、目指していること、私たちの家族、私たちの仕事、この世界が私たちの周りにある。でもそうじゃなく神様が中心で、私たちが神様の周りにいると思います。 So lesson 2, God always starts with himself and with his promises, not with us. Why? Because he is God, not us. We like to think of ourselves as the middle, as the center of the world, and everybody and everything else fits into our plan, into our needs, into our hungers, into our desires, into our excitement. Everybody's feelings should cater to us. I was struggling with that 2 nights ago. But really, God is the center. And God always starts with himself. He always reveals himself first and what he's going to do, what he wants to do. Because our feelings are always up and down. Our way of thinking, our way of perceiving, our way of believing is always changing. So God can't use us as his standard for what he wants to accomplish. He has to use himself and then invite us to be part of that with him. I know you know this, but we always forget it. We always forget it. So we have to keep going back to the basic thing and remembering that.
Lesson 3. Jacob responds to God's revelation and promise with worship. You see that in verses 16 through 18. He takes the stone that he laid his head on. I do not know how he slept. Okay? He slept on a stone. But he takes the stone and he sets it up as an altar to God. That altar, that is his symbol of, I met God here. Okay, so what is your altar that you're setting before God? What is your stone that you're laying down and saying, this is where I am meeting God, and I will worship God with my life? He puts that there and he responds by recognizing God who he is. That's really what our worship is. It's not... It is singing and it is praying and it is all these other things that we're doing today. But really, all of that in the base is we're recognizing God as God. We're recognizing what God has done. And we give thanks to him. We confess that we pulled away from him. That's what worship is. So Jacob meets God and he responds with worship. We're created to do that. That's our natural response. When we meet God, we want to worship him. その3番目のレッスンは、ヤコブは礼拝で神様の現れと約束に応えました。私たちの礼拝は、まあ、もちろん賛美歌とか祈りとか、その形で礼拝する。でも礼拝というのはどういうことですか？礼拝というのは、神様は神様を分かってきて、自分より神様、自分よりもっと大切な存在、自分よりもっと力がある、偉大な力がある存在を十分理解し、その存在にへりくだって答えます。それは礼拝すること。ヤコブがこの16節から18節にその石を、捧げるところに作っていて、ここで神様と出会って、ここから神様を、自分の全身を神様に捧げます。礼拝の中でその人生は礼拝になりますと決心しています。四つ目のレッスンは、ヤコブは変わることで神様のお示しと約束に応えた。もし私たちが神様に本気で礼拝するなら、私たちの人生が変わらないままは絶対にありえないこと。 A プラス B equals C。 神様を礼拝するなら、神様と出会って神様を礼拝することによって私たちの人生が変わっていく。変わらないなら、本気で神様を礼拝しているかどうか、本気で神様に出会ったかどうかという疑問があります。この19節から22節、ヤコブがの周りの場所、名前も変えてルーズという町、ルーズという意味が分かりますか？ルーズという意味は曲がっているという意味です。知恵から引き取って曲がる、ある意味では神様から自分を引き取って曲がるところ。でヤコブがその意味から変わって得てる、神の家、あるいは神様の存在が私たちと共にいらっしゃる。新約聖書ではそれはイマニュエル、イエス様ということです。
に変わって、自分の人生、自分の方向が変わっていった。 So lesson 4, Jacob responds to God's revelation and promise with a change, with change in his life. You can see that in verses 19 through 22. It says that he changed the name of the town from Luz to Bethel. Luz means crooked or turn away. It also means to pull away from wisdom or to pull away from God. So he takes the name of that town, it takes the meaning, and he redeems it for God and says, no, this is not the place where we turn away. This is the place where we meet God. This is Beth-El. Beth-El. El means God. Beth is house. This now is the house of God. This is where God exists. Isaiah, Emmanuel, later in the New Testament, we realize that's Jesus. God exists here with us. Beth-El. We realize that Beth-El is just not a city. Beth-El is in here, in us, through the Holy Spirit. But it's changed when he meets God and when he worships him. I will be very strong in saying, if you meet God and you worship him and you do not have any kind of life change, you have not met God and you are not worshiping him. Just cannot happen. There is something wrong. There is something in the way, whether it's a sin, whether it's some kind of change in focus. If you are not being changed by meeting God and worshiping him, I don't think you have met God yet. I don't think you've really learned what it means to worship God. Jesus, I'm just going to break away for a minute here. Jesus in the New Testament, every time he meets somebody, they're changed. They may not necessarily accept him. They may be afraid and turn away from him. But they've still been changed by that experience. And in our worship of God, we need to come with hearts expecting to meet him, laying them before him, and expecting change in some way. And if not, we better get whatever it is out of the way and ask God to help us so that we can be changed when we're worshiping him. In lesson 5, Jacob's story is our story too. I want you to read again with me. 15. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. And then what does God say? I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Okay, think about that for a minute. He makes that promise to Jacob. Jacob, his nickname is Israel. Know that through the spiritual blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we are a part of that promise too, as the followers of Jesus. God has said, I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Not until you have done what I told you. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. God will not leave us until God has done what God has promised. Your story is our story.
この信仰は私たちの信仰です。5節一緒に言いましょう。これは神様がヤコブに言っている言葉。見よ、私はあなたと共にあり、あなたがどこへ行ってもあなたを守り、あなたをこの地に連れ戻そう。私はあなたに約束したことを成し遂げるまで決してあなたを捨てない。アポブのニックネームはイスラエル。このイスラエル、ヤコブという人に約束したことは
イスラエルのヤコブの後の族にも与えてくださっているし、霊的に私たちもその約束に入っています。神様が約束したことを神様が行っているところ、実現しているところまで神様が離れて捨てない、私たちを捨てない、それは神様の約束。神様がヤコブと約束をして、神様が同じ約束を私たちとも結びます。なので、この3つの質問を考えてほしい。今週、これは今週の、宿題じゃないんだけど、今週の信仰を強めるために、考えてほしいです。あなたの神様との驚くべき出会いは何ですか？ヤコブはちょっとした寝る時で、旅中で寝ようとして、そこで神様が不思議に自分を表してくださいました。また皆さんはどうですか？2つ目、ヤコブのようにあなたの人生において何がルーズからベテルに変わったらいいでしょうか？自分の心、自分の人生の中にその曲がっているところから神様がいらっしゃる、神様の家のところはどういうところですか？3番目、予期せぬ目的地や予期せぬ任命を信仰のために与えてくれる、そんな神様のことをあなたは信頼することができますか？いやー、これが一番きついな。信頼すると賛美しながら言いながら、私たちの行動までその信頼を表しているかどうか、それを一緒に考えて成長していきたいなと思っています。 So here are three questions. It's not your homework, because I don't like the word homework and I don't like homework. But I do want to ask you, I do want to challenge you to take time to consider these three questions for your faith life for this next week. Number one, what is your unexpected meeting with God?Jacob just laid down his head on a nice, cold, uncomfortable rock on his way to go find his wife. And in the middle of his uncomfortable sleep, God decided to wake him up in a dream and say, hey, here I am. This is me, and I'm going to make this promise with you. So what is your experience? What is the unexpected place or the unexpected time?Where God is revealing himself to you. It could be more than one. Number two, like Jacob, what needs to change from Luz to Bethel in your life? Luz, crooked, pulling away from us, pulling away from God, to God with us, house of God. What is the area of your life, what is the part in your heart that you need to change from Luz to Bethel? We all definitely.Have that place. Number three, can you trust God to give you faith for an unexpected destination or an unexpected call? The amazing thing is that God continues to do this with us in our journey with Him over and over and over again. I have more times of those experiences than I have fingers and thumbs on my hands. Yet even though He does that every time, somehow,When I'm in the middle of it, I forget. We can sing it, we can say it, but can we really do it? Can we really show it in our action? So can you really trust God when he's going to take you to the unexpected destination, or when he's going to ask you, he's going to call you in an unexpected way to an unexpected mission. Can you do that? Can you trust him to give you what he needs, what you need? And can you trust him to take you there and to do what he's promised to do?
様、私たちが信仰は必要です。それをますます私たちに与えてください。私たちがあなた様を信頼し、あなた様と出会って、私たちも周りの人たちもその変わっていることがはっきり見えて、同じくあなた様のもとに来ることができますように、私たちがあなた様を探し求める前にあなた様が私たちを探し求めています。ヤコブの話もそうです。ヤコブは妻を探しに行ったんだけど、その旅の中であなた様がヤコブを探し求めていることがはっきり見えてきます。私たちが心であなた様が私たちを探し求めていることを気づいて、あなた様を受け入れますように。
And we confess to you that we need faith. We need more faith. And we ask you, like so many people ask Jesus, would you please increase our faith?We need to trust you more. We recognize that there are areas of our lives that we need to change. And we ask that you give us the courage and the obedience to allow you to do that. God, we also recognize that you are searching for us. You are seeking us even before we seek you. You don't want to look for a wife.You were looking for him, and you found him. So God, please open our eyes, our ears, our hearts to realize that you are looking for us, and help us to be open to receive you, to welcome you in, to be changed by that, and that other people, as they see us meeting you and being changed by you, they are also drawn to you, to your love.